For many leaders, what allowed all of this to continue was not poor judgment. It was a pattern of people pleasing that has been quietly running the business for years. Your business is being run at the level of what you have actually allowed to continue. This is where roles have reversed and you've become the employee and that person has become your boss. There's this idea in our personal lives that we teach people how to treat us, that what we tolerate, we are quietly agreeing to, and that the standard of any relationship is set not by what we say, but what we accept. I want you to know the same is true in business. Your business is being run at the level of what you have been willing to tolerate, not what you've spoken about in meetings, not what's written in a document somewhere or what's on your vision statement on your wall, what you have actually allowed to continue. And when you get this, it will absolutely change the way you lead. There are moments in business that look like problems. They're not. What they are moments where something becomes so clear that you can no longer pretend that you do not see it. And that's what changes your leadership. Because what you're being shown in that moment is not what someone else did. You're being shown what your business has been structured to allow. Every time something is allowed to continue, it becomes a standard. And the team learns it. The system shapes around it. And what you tolerated once becomes the way the business now operates. It's your now normal. So when something surfaces, it's not new information about a person. It's information about what your business has been agreeing to. And once you truly see it this way, the response and how you deal with it changes. Most leaders that I know in moments like this will go straight into handling mode. They start having more conversations, trying to manage the person more effectively. But there's a point where you realize none of that is the move. It's not going to make a difference because the issue is not the person. The issue is that the business made space for something that should not have been able to exist in the first place. And here's what it looks like. There's a team member whose work keeps needing to be cleaned up. You give feedback, you explain again, you catch things before they go out. The conversation about their work has become now this quiet feature of your week. And the conclusion every leader eventually reaches is that the issue is performance. It isn't. The role was never defined at the level the business actually needed it. The person was placed there through tenure, maybe a referral or perhaps history, but not through a clear match between who they are and what the role requires. You stop coaching the person up to the role, and now what you want to do is actually define the role at the standard the business needs, and then you match the right person to it. It can also look like this in your business. The same conversation with the same person again and again. Different context each time, but the same underlying issue. You handle it well, you stay calm, you explain clearly. I'm laughing because I get this. It's like you're so proud of yourself. And then it surfaces again 3 weeks later. This is not a communication problem. This is a business that has been holding the standard inside repeated conversations instead of inside a new structure. Every conversation is the system asking you to do the work that you should have been doing. The shift is one conversation that names the standard clearly. After that, the structure carries it. Either the person rises to meet it or the role stops existing in the way that it currently does. This is the part most leaders miss, hoping something will change or they will get it. That is not a leadership strategy. Trust without visibility is where things go unseen. And when things go unseen, they do not stay neutral. It actually compounds quietly until one day you're looking at something and realizing, holy smokes, this has been going on for a long time. One place you can see this in many organizations is in the senior person who's become indispensable. Everything runs through them. They know the systems, the relationships, the history, and the thought of losing them feels like a real risk to the business. That isn't loyalty. That isn't expertise. That is a structure that allows one person to hold way too much information that the business needs in real time. Indispensability is not a virtue. It's a visibility problem dressed up as value. The shift is not about that person. I want you to consider that it's about a business where nothing critical sits inside one human being, where what they know is held by the structure, not by them. And in that moment, there is a decision, not about the person, but about the standard. Because once your standard changes, the business reorganizes around it. Certain roles no longer exist in the same way. Certain reporting lines are no longer making sense. And certain levels of access are no longer given without a structure to hold them. And certain dynamics, partial truths, gaps in ownership, anything that requires you to go back and uncover what should have already been visible, those things just don't belong anymore. And it's not because you're trying to control people, but it's because you've decided that your business is a place where truth is visible in real time, where revenue, it is held very cleanly, and where leadership is not spending its time managing what should have been structurally impossible. You also see it in team members where presence affects everyone, but no one names it. It's the situation where there's like this subtle drag. People work around them. Energy in the room changes when that person walks in. And the performance of that person is fine. So on paper, there's really nothing to address. What is actually happening is that history has replaced the standard. Tenure has been allowed to function as immunity. The longer someone has been there, the less the standard applies. And everyone on the team feels that, even when nobody is saying it. The shift is the standard becoming universal. No one is exempted from it because of how long they have been around. There's also a part of this that is deeply personal, because you do look at it and you can see where something you trusted required visibility, where proximity replaced structure, and where someone was placed in a position that required a level of leadership they were actually never holding. And if you look closely, you're going to find something underneath it. For many leaders, what allowed all of this to continue was not poor judgment. It was a pattern of people pleasing that has been quietly running the business for years. The avoided conversations, the discomfort smoothed over, the standards softened so someone wouldn't feel bad, the decision delayed because it was just easier to absorb the cost yourself than to require something different from someone else. In many cases, I'll often say to my clients, this is where roles have reversed and you've become the employee and that person has become your boss. People pleasing in business does not look like weakness. It looks like patience. It can look like loyalty. It looks like being a good leader who gives people the benefit of the doubt, who holds space, makes room, doesn't want to be harsh. But over time, what it actually creates is a business that is shaped around other people's comfort instead of the standard that the business needs. Every time that you made yourself smaller so someone else could stay where they were, the structure recorded that. And the result eventually is what you're looking at now. A business that has been quietly organized around what you didn't want to say. So the shift is not about becoming harder or tougher. It's about becoming clear. A leader who is no longer leading from people pleasing, that person's not cold. They're precise. They're honest in real time. They don't let small things become large things because they're unwilling to name them. They're willing to be uncomfortable for a moment so that the business does not have to be uncomfortable for years and years and years. You can see this so clearly in the hire that was made because of trust, not because of role defined. A person person that you believed in that seemed really nice, a role that took shape around them. Over time, the person and the position have become so blended that you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. That's not a role. That's a position that was created for a person, not for the business. And every business eventually pays for those. The shift is sequence. The function the business needs comes first. And that is determined by the future vision of the business. The role gets defined to that function. Then people are placed into the roles. Roles are not built around people. And this matters because that is the part that allows you to build differently. Faster decisions, cleaner systems, clearer lines of responsibility. People are going to be in roles that match the level of leadership required, not just history, not just because you like them, not because they were referred. So you see this too, I would say, in the team where every decision still comes to you. Capable people on every seat, and yet your calendar is full of decisions, escalations, approvals, and conversations that honestly could and should hold themselves. The story is that you're deeply involved. The truth is, the business never built leadership underneath you because you didn't want to lose contact with the work. What was preserved was not connection, it was control. So the shift is structural. Decisions need to stop coming back up so that your calendar starts to look like the business that you actually want to run. What is so interesting is that from the outside, a moment like this can look difficult internally. But I promise you, it's the opposite. It's clarifying and everybody will feel better. You're no longer trying to decide what to do. You already know. You're simply completing what has become obvious. And when you do that, something opens up. The business becomes lighter, cleaner, more precise because you removed, honestly, what never should have been there in the first place. But here's the thing. I don't want you to be hard on yourself or judge yourself. I have been through this. So many of my clients have been through this. And it's in this that we really realize what we need and the things that we need to do. The question is, are you willing to do it? That's really the shift, that you stop leading in a way where you are constantly responding to what happens and you start leading in a way where certain things just don't exist. And that is identity. There are certain things now that you are just no longer available for. So if this has resonated with you and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing this. Will you do me a favor? Message me on Instagram at Coach Within Us. Slide into my DMs because I'd love to know how you're applying this or what's come up for you or what you're noticing in your own business and the action that you're going to take. Also, think of one person right now that could use this, that really needs to hear this, and please send it to them. I also want to ask you a favor. It makes a big difference when you subscribe. And we have goals around this for ourselves and in my own business. Could you right now, if you're listening to this on YouTube, go and hit that subscribe button? And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you know what to do. Download, rate, review, do all of the things because it helps us to reach more people. And if there's something that you want me to talk about, in fact, if there's something that you're going through, let me know and I can make it part of an upcoming podcast. All right. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you and I will see you on the next one.